Although the city and San Juan Unified School Districts are two different government entities, many Citrus Heights residents have expressed concern about the plans for Sylvan Hills Middle School. What role, if any, should city council members have in this matter?
Thank you, Dan, for asking that question, because it is a difficult situation. School closures are always difficult for community, and I have attended a number of parent meetings where schools were on the block to be closed or consolidated. Clearly, this is a vote that will come down to the Board of Trustees. The Citrus Heights City Council has no legal authority. We are sympathetic. We are listening to our community. I happen to sit on the city's education committee, and we'll have the opportunity later this month to sit in a meeting with the school superintendent and really talk about the concerns of our citizens. We are listening to them. We can share their concerns, but we really have no authority over it. It's always it's impactful whenever there's a change like this. The one question I do have, and that is how this can happen so quickly, knowing the process that we're going through for the medical building and the move of City Hall and the time it's taken to do that, I'm really looking forward to the answers to that question, is how they can be making this decision within just a couple months. Thank you.
Tim Schaefer.
This is an important dialogue to have with the school board. Many of the decisions the school board makes will dramatically impact life in the city, traffic concerns, but more importantly, what will motivate people to move to Citrus Heights if they close schools? If people say, well, the schools in Citrus Heights are overcrowded, what will motivate those people to come to Citrus Heights and support our community? So these are all things that it's a very important dialogue to have. While I understand that the school board is an autonomous council, it also needs to, that's just a really important dialogue to have, and to select what makes the most sense for that particular community and all that's going on with, in this particular case, where you have two schools that will potentially close and transfer all the traffic around the corner from Sylvan School over to the other portions of the area.
Mel Turner.
Thank you. Yes, I'm also a member of the educational committee, the 2x2 that we have with the school district, and as Councilmember Bruins has mentioned, we will be meeting with him later this month to talk about some of the issues that we've heard from residents. We don't have any direct authority, as you know, to impact and or vote, but this is an election year. Right now, there are candidates running for the school board. Those candidates are listening to voters, and I think those parents out there who are very, very concerned about what's happening to our schools and our community need to let those candidates who are running for office know which way they think they should be voting on this particular issue as it comes before their attention. I think our role as a sister agency, if you will, is to at least be a vehicle for information both ways. That's information to the school board as well as information from the school board back to the individuals in our community. And as they come before us at council meetings and they meet us out in the street, whatever information we have, we're willing to share with them. We don't have a lot of insider information, obviously, but it is an issue that impacts our city, and we want our kids to grow up and come back to Citrus Heights if they moved out for any reason. So I think it is important to maintain the schools that we have, and we'll be listening and talking. Thank you.
Steve Miller.
Thank you. This is a very difficult question for me to answer. First of all, both my kids went through Citrus Heights Elementary, Sylvan Middle School, and Mesa Verde. In fact, last night I was out at the Mesa Verde San Juan high school game, helping the Boosters Club cook hot dogs and hamburgers. I really enjoy getting out there and seeing high school football at its best. And I think San Juan won the Citrus Heights Bowl. But dancing around the question, there's a reason for that. I work for the school district. I'm not in the decision-making process on whether or not Sylvan Middle School gets rehabilitated or closed. And so I'm not a decision maker. This is up to our school board. I would support whatever decision they make. And I echo Mel Turner's comments that this is something our parents need to engage the school board and the school district on this matter and have their voice heard. Thank you.
Bridget Duffy.
Yeah, I have looked into this a little bit, and it seems as though it's the same big footprint. Big corporate footprint that we're experiencing in other areas of government, all over the place. Really, it's deep, and I live down the street from a school that was just basically landscaped for $1.8 million of the taxpayers' money. I'm sure that the taxpayers did not vote for Measure N thinking that the kids would get new landscaping. A little girl from that school was talking to me the other day, and she is in a classroom with 57 other students. They call it a combination class. Something is very wrong when we're spending $1.8 million on landscaping and the children are crowded in classrooms. And yes, I do believe the city council should be very proactive.
Okay.